Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Bye-bye, be my baby. My one and only baby.
Hello, everybody. Stop singing. Welcome to another episode of
running out of fuel here. He's running on like there's 20 kilometers left in the
electric car.
In the electric car, and the PowerPoint is 15 kilometers away.
I was just about to say, welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. And Owen's here now, and he has loads of questions, hopefully. What do you think of that? That was a quick one, wasn't it?
Very quick. Do you know what?
Too much.
It might have been too quick. You know, people were giving out about how short they were, and we obviously extended the last one.
This is going to be back to being whatever we want it to be.
Yeah, right? We'll do what the fuck we want.
Am I right, Alan?
Yeah.
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 Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's only a bonus.
It's only a bonus. I look at you bleeding getting it.
You don't even deserve it.
Yeah, for all the stuff you used to be getting up to.
We were talking about King of the Hill last week, and I watched the first couple of episodes. The older in it.
Yeah.
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 It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
Yeah, they're all
like
off.
I don't like it.
Bobby's just all grown up and...
Bobby's grown up, Bobby's an adult.
Does it work?
Bill is a shut-in. I only watched the first episode.
Is it bad?
No. I don't think so.
I never really liked King of the Hill anyway. I did like it, but it wasn't as good as... Did you watch the second one?
No, only the first one so far.
Actually, the second one... I don't know if I ever told you this. The second one is about craft beers and making your own homebrew. I made my own home beer before. Did I ever tell you that?
I think you did.
In a bucket. I made a bucket of beer.
How'd you make it?
By putting like a lot of oats and stuff. Well, there's kind of a mix.
Barley.
Yeah, barley. What was in it? I can't remember. Yeah, so whatever's in an ale was already in a mix, and you put that into a bucket, and then you put that water into it, and then you leave that to sit there for like 2 weeks, and then you put in yeast. The yeast eats the sugar from the barley and the oats.
And gets you locked.
That's what turns into alcohol. And then you kind of filter it, and then you let that sit. And then you have a bucket of scummy beer.
Is it horrible? Was it horrible?
Actually really nice.
Really?
But it blew the jocks off you. I mean, the head off you. You'd be locked on it, like called the crack beer. I had bottles, pictures of me on it and everything.
Meth beer.
Pictures of you.
On it, yeah. John McGuckin's crack beer. But yeah, that's what the second episode was about. It was just a little bit meh. Wasn't that great? And one of the characters died in real life, the voices. And whoever replaced him just sounds like a robot. I'm not surprised if it's AI or something, but it doesn't feel right. Do you know the fellow with the glasses and the hat?
Mm.
Down the line.
Dale.
Dale, yeah. And it doesn't...
Conspiracy, no.
It's not right.
Yeah.
I don't like it. He talks like this and it's a little bit different to what it used to sound like. And I'm like, nah, don't like it. Kill him. Kill
right.
The character.
Let's get on with questions.
Go on, sorry.
What have you got for us?
This is Glenn from Palmerstown.
Glenn from Palmerstown.
Palmerstown or Palmerston?
Palmerstown.
Palmers.
My mate lives there.
Anyone?
Lord Palmerston. Not the bus driver, Glenn. He said, I've asked a few would you rathers. I'm a frequent listener of the podcast and Talking Bollocks. I'm still convinced. I seen Joe McGuckin run around Castle Tymon Green in Coolock that time. Fully believe it. This is when Joe was claiming not to train for the marathon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't be running around with Coolock, me.
Glenn continues. Anyway, I have another would you rather here. Would you rather be in Mountjoy for a 5-year stretch or be in a coma for a decade?
What? Be in
prison for 5 or coma for 10?
Prison for 5.
Prison for 5.
Definitely. Prison's not that bad.
Not over here anyway.
Prison's like a holiday. Get your PlayStation, play games. You can do
get a phone,
courses,
do TikToks.
Hit the gym. Eat healthy.
Get takeaways.
Read books.
Do they get takeaways in prison?
No.
Is there not one night where they're like, right lads, let's go to takeaway
movie night?
Yeah. The joy. What do you want?
Chinese in the film.
Fucking hell.
That's just not good. It is though, yeah.
I was on a call with someone in the joy and I was like, how are you doing this? How are you on a video call? And he was like, I says, I thought you weren't allowed phones. And they're like, you're not. And I was like, oh, right, okay. So this is like, he was like, yeah, someone just snuck it in. It's easy to sneak. You could sneak a little snack box in.
I think you'd well sneak in a pizza.
Handy.
Did they not have a takeaway night?
No. They fucking,
of course they do.
Yeah, I get a Deliveroo there from McDonald's. Get them to throw it over.
What's the food? What food would you say they get? Is it like nice Sloppy Joe's and all, like in America?
Yeah, it'd be like a fucking canteen.
Would they get like good shit, like
Carvery?
Would they?
Yeah, every day Carvery with gravy, fucking ham, potatoes, veg, the works. And then you get your breakfast, cornflakes in the morning, cornflakes in the day. Isn't it not healthy to be eating cornflakes all the time? I'll turn into a bleeding cornflake.
What a video. That's not praise enough, that video.
It's so good. I remember watching that TV show and I was like, that's so funny. I'm glad it became a meme.
Yeah.
Isn't it not healthy to be eating cornflakes in the morning, cornflakes in the day? I'll turn into a bleeding cornflake.
So that's what they have then?
Cornflakes. No, they have healthy food. It's all changed and it's all... They care about their mental health and all that shit now.
And all that shit.
Yeah. Fucking, they're in prison, like. But, yeah, you can do college courses. Do the gym. Go to the gym.
The gym's always been there. That's usually what they turned it in there, isn't it? The gym. They come back mad beefy and all, and they're like, what's up?
Well, they had like yard time. They have time outside, but they have like big machines and stuff now. Like a bend-on gym.
Do they?
Machines are probably better than free weights. Can't hit someone else with a machine.
True.
Yeah.
True. They'll try them.
No, they'll try.
Like what happened to the Joker.
Pool tables, you can get good at pool. Music classes, you can do some music.
So you're prison. You're prison too?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't like to miss out on 10 years. I'd rather be awake at least. And
dentists, regular dental checkup, regular health checks, regular psychological evaluation. So that'd be kind of like therapy and stuff like that. Prison is cushy.
Sounds like an episode of
What about the whole, you know, risk of getting battered and exploited?
You have that risk out here as well.
Yeah, you can be battered at any time out here.
You could. I would imagine your odds go up quite a lot once you go inside prison.
Maybe.
Okay, right. Well, on to Kean's question.
Kean.
Kean in London via Corktown.
He's in London via Corktown.
He says, up Pirates Cove.
You're up
to Pirates Cove. Never been, but it looks good.
Have you not?
No.
Kean, he has a little fact for us. He says, the word hillbilly comes from Protestant, Irish and Scottish settlers when they moved to America. Apparently a lot of them had the name William and they moved up to the isolated hills because the English settlers had already taken the flat farmland, hence hillbillies.
Ah.
Okay. Kean's not saying this is definitively true, but
Keno,
how many Irish Williams do you know? I'm not buying that. That's a British name.
William Wallace.
Scottish.
Yep.
William Wallace.
Yeah, no, apparently the hillbillies is linked to Irish Scottish Protestants going over.
Mel Gibson's in Ireland.
I know.
He's making Passion of the Christ Hill.
I tried to get on to him, he didn't fucking
try to do a sketch with him.
What's up, Mel? Do you ever feel real sick? Mel's a mad name. Mel. So,
yeah, it's
a
like
cool
a,
name.
It's a fucking woman's name.
Melvin.
Is that what it's short for?
Don't know.
Has to be. It's hardly Melon.
It could just be Mel.
I'd say it's not his original name.
I know a Mel.
Mel? Mel B?
Yeah.
Spice up your life.
LT.
You, whenever you say spice up your life, you always do it with that same strange kind of tone or
inflection. I don't think I've ever said that on the podcast.
You have?
No.
Yeah.
You're always singing Spice Girls, man.
Am I, yeah?
Always.
Powers of the world, sponsor up your life. People of the world, sponsor up your life.
Seek it to your left.
If you're having a good time,
seek it to your right.
If you're having a bad time,
seek it to the left.
Cool. Oh, I love it.
Next one. This is from Gavin.
Gavin.
It's Gavin who ran around Ballymun loads of times.
Gavin Pepper.
No.
Hardy.
Oh, that's Gavin. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Gavin Tracy.
One. Oh, Gavin, yeah, Tracy. When he said that he, yeah, ran around Ballymun.
All right, lads, with the weather being so nice the last few weeks, it has me thinking of the possibility of a resurrection or a redo of an old video Darren did where he was wearing a gilet during a heatwave. Suddenly he realises he's very warm and just keeps saying, "It's warm, isn't it?" It's a quote myself and my partner quote every time we're even slightly warm, and I feel it never got the love it deserved. I also have to ask if Darren has taken it down, as I've done a deep dive and cannot seem to find it.
Oh,
I don't remember that one.
Bring it back.
I think I do. I don't know.
Release.
Ah, I remember that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't know if you're in Gilia. I think you're in the big puffer coat. I remember that one. Get that back out there.
It's perfect. Was he in the gaff like? It's mad warm or something. One of them, was it?
Oh, was it
warm?
Yeah, where you're talking to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember it. And I was like, it's like, what's the point in wearing shorts if you just have a big jacket on and all? And was it one of them?
I think so.
You have shorts on and you're wearing a big jacket. It was like ripping the piss out on people who wear the Candy Goose jackets, I think. Probably got rid of it because I probably thought it was shy.
Well, Gavin Tracy loved it.
I'll bring it back. They're all, I don't even have them.
Do a new one.
Do you not save them somewhere?
No. Just get rid of them.
Lost forever.
It's the memory on your phone. You just have to keep deleting shit, like. Because your iCloud is full.
Buy extra storage.
No, I don't want to keep them.
Darren.
You'd pay £100 for the jersey.
Yeah.
But you won't pay. How much is it to extend your cloud?
£100.
Extend that. 2 terabytes.
Save it forever.
I'm getting a new phone soon.
Get yourself a backup Dropbox or Backblaze, one of them, lads.
I'd keep the, like, the good ones.
But did you delete it off your social media?
Probably. I don't know. I can't remember. But it's probably gone. I don't know. It could be there and he just hasn't found it.
I'm not happy about this. I don't like this. This is just outrageous disregard for
art.
Your art.
Your art, your history. Your personal history.
The good ones are there though.
You're so frivolous about your work.
We'll just delete the Robert Shane ones one day and not think twice about it and don't have it all backed up. Cher has them all.
I don't think he has that one.
He does. He recorded that. Is that his question? Well, not a question, but more.
Yeah, where is it? Yeah.
I don't know, but I'll try find that and I'll get you to send it to him for personal enjoyment.
Would you not post it again?
Yeah. It's gone.
If you can find it, it's not gone.
If it's not on social media, I don't have that.
That's
like, the videos I have are literally from this year. And the rest are just like, I just delete them all because I need to free up space.
Wow.
Because I'm having a good time, check it to the left, and I'm having a bad time, shake it to the right. Love that.
We should make a Spice Boys. Spicy Boys.
Yeah, and wear women's clothes, like.
Yeah, you can.
I want to be Sporty Spice.
I want to be Scary Spice. Rawr, rawr.
I want to be...
Scary.
One more email for you. From...
What are you going to say?
I can't really do that one.
Ginger Spice?
No. No.
Oh, sometimes I laugh too hard at me.
Who else is here today?
From Michael. Michael says, based on your chat about phones late at night, remember we talked about... they should shut the internet at night.
Yes.
One of the best ideas we've ever had. He says, if you both of you were to go without your phones and social media, who could last longer?
Him.
Not even a doubt?
Not a doubt in my mind.
Do you like social media? Even if
I fucking love it, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's the best thing in my life. I don't really like it, but I like being able to go on whenever I want, and I go on probably a bit too much.
Like, if I'm at home and I have spare time,
you're not thinking about going on your phone?
No. I'd rather read a book, or I'd rather play music, or I'd rather write something down. I'd rather, I don't know, like, do something substantial, or like start writing a script, or it's like me instinct, unless I was sitting on the jacks or something, my instinct wouldn't be to go on my phone.
That's interesting.
Well, it was. I'd be like...
I watch a film, I watch a TV show or something. Like, I know it can be addictive and I don't want to let myself, and I am addicted. We're all addicted. Like, I'm I do run my phone. I'm not saying that I don't, but I'd rather do something more productive with my time. Because I think it's frightening when you look at the amount of time you spend on your phone when you could be improving yourself in some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
He's over there like that. Yeah, huh? Fucking. Or even a game. I bought a game on my phone for the first time ever.
You bought a game on your phone?
I bought an app from the App Store, a game to play on my phone. It was like €2 or something.
Pool or something?
And it's the first... No, it's a... What's it called?
Eight Ball Pool.
Machinarium. I bought that because it's kind of like a puzzle game and it's just... I think it's better to fucking do something to stimulate your mind instead of just mindlessly scrolling. It's good to keep up to date, but like, I think it can be really bad for you.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Right, I'm heading off.
See if they have Oasis jerseys.
No, they don't have them.
Champagne supernova.
In the sky. Someday you will find me. Company to landslide.
Thanks very much. Thanks. If you have any questions, send them at the style@goloudnow.com.